What's the biggest stride you guys made versus last week, and what's the biggest stride you want to make next week?
Well, you know, preseason, you try to evaluate players during preseason, and I think those strides are taking place. The real evaluation will come at the Chicago game, you know, when they start counting. And so right now we're seeing young guys make some strides, and some of the veterans, they're beginning to get their feet under them. But we're all aiming for Chicago and in that first regular season, and hopefully we can play well in that game.
What's your overview on the secondary?
I think it's a competitive secondary. Yeah, we've got a lot of guys back there who can make some plays, and they've shown they can make plays, and so they're fighting for positions, you know, just like everybody else on the team.
Does your approach change not having JJ in there, just getting prepared for the season, or are you just going in and saying, okay, we don't have him, we'll just let it evaluate other players?
Well, you know, in this league, they don't stop the games because a player is not available. You know, you still have to play the games, and so we are preparing to play the game. You know, and I know that JJ is doing everything he can to get back to us, and he will when he is ready. But until then, we're going to have to line up and we're going to have to play. And so the guys we have on the team, they're working hard to try to get done what they can do. Because everybody can do what JJ can do.
You know, turnovers come in bunches. Would you maybe prefer to save a few of these for the regular season? You'll take them anytime you get them.
Take them anytime I can get them, you know. Because if you don't get them now, you might not get them in the regular season either. So at least by getting some turnovers in the preseason, you know, our guys are learning what it takes. And so I think that's a positive thing.
I hear, and but it speaks to the way you want to play. I mean, this is a reflection of what you're asking. Do you want an aggressive, opportunistic defense?
Of course, yes.
Because everybody does.
You know, everybody does.
Right? What
do you think about the way Jadeveon played?
He did okay. You know, he made some plays. And I think that as he continues to progress, we'll see hopefully a better player who can make more plays. But right now he's doing what we ask him to do, and I think he's going to be okay.
You have to get
some
excited.
Ways he can improve?
Make more sacks and make more tackles and all those kind of things.
When he has a moment like he did yesterday last night against Breeze, the sack for all the lost yards, though, it's a reaffirmation of what we, because right then he was that guy that was the number one overall draft.
Mm-hmm.
So you love to see it at least. Say, yeah, okay, he can do that. He's okay.
Well, we knew all along that he could do that, and he has that kind of ability. You know, he's been dealing with some injuries, and so this offseason he's been able to be on the field, and he's on the field now, so hopefully we can keep him on the field, and he will continue to make some of those kind of plays.